אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש כרגיל.
We are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 3, in the Hebrew edition. Article 518, He Who Comes to Defile. Article 518, He Who Comes to Defile. It is written in the Zohar, He Who Comes to Defile, meaning to see that he is impure, is defiled. That is, he is shown from above the dumbness of the heart. That the heart is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead. Conversely, one who regards oneself as whole and does not criticize one's actions is righteous according to his understanding and belongs to the general public whose work is in a manner of reward and punishment. Until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, while they are in a state of still and are searching for the truth, they are shown that secret of the meaning of Lishma, for her sake. And who reveals it to them? It comes from above. This is called, he who comes to purify is aided. It follows that one who is impure, who understands that he is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, and this is the first discernment. This is when he is on a far away road. Namely, he is shown from above that he is far from the path of truth, and wants to escape the campaign until he invokes mercy. Hence, on first Passover, he is still not pure. Passover is left line, meaning he is shown the secrets of Torah. Right is called pure, which is the state of chesed, when his work is in order to bestow. However, on the second Passover, he repents, purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow. At that time, he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, Chochmah.
Shuv.
Again.
Shuv. Mamar 518.
Again, Article 518, He Who Comes to Defile. It is written in the Zohar, he who comes to defile, meaning to see that he is impure, is defiled. That is, he is shown from above the dumbness of the heart. The heart is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead. Conversely, one who regards oneself as whole and does not criticize one's actions is righteous according to his understanding and belongs to the general public whose work is in a manner of reward and punishment. Until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, while they are in a state of still and are searching for the truth, they are shown that secret of the meaning of Lishma, for her sake. And who reveals it to them? It comes from above. This is called, he who comes to purify is aided. it follows that one who is impure, who understands that he is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, this is the first discernment. This is when he is on a faraway road. Namely, he is shown from above that he is far from the path of truth and wants to escape the campaign until he invokes mercy. Hence, on first Passover, he is still not pure. Passover is left line, meaning he is shown the secrets of Torah. Right is called pure, which is the state of chesed, when his work is in order to bestow. However, on second Passover, he repents, purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow. At that time, he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, Chochmah.
Questions?
No. Rav, התיאור הזה של פסח מראה עד כמה, כאילו הכל כלול בנו. אורות בפסח זה דבר שתמיד הזכרנו שזה מצבים. ובסך הכל נשאר לנו.
We always reminded that the lights of Passover are the states and everything is included in it. And we have a day and a half before second Passover.
That's how you understand?
No, I'm saying there's a certain amount of time. We don't know exactly how much, but specifically in the remaining allotted time, what can we as tents should do in this allotted time? How much to work specifically?
Well, let's read after your questions the article again.
He who comes to defile. It is written in the Zohar, he who comes to defile, meaning to see that he is impure, is defiled. That is, he is shown from above the dumbness of the heart. That the heart is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead. Conversely, one who regards oneself as whole and does not criticize one's actions is righteous according to his understanding and belongs to the general public, whose work is in a manner of reward and punishment. Until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom, while they are in a state of still and are searching for the truth, they are shown that secret of the meaning of Lishma for her sake. And who reveals it to them? It comes from above. This is called he who comes to purify is aided. It follows that one who is impure, meaning who understands that he is impure, dead, as in the wicked in their lives are called dead, this is the first discernment. And this is when he is on a faraway road. Namely, he is shown from above that he is far from the path of truth and wants to escape the campaign until he invokes mercy. Hence, on first Passover, he is still not pure. Passover is left line, meaning he is shown the secrets of Torah. And right is called pure, which is the state of chesed, when his work is in order to bestow. However, on second Passover, he repents, purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow. And that time he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, Chochmah.
I
am already disconnected.
My
head's not working. Yes, Norma.
Rav, מה זה אומר שפסח הוא קו סיום?
What does that mean that Passover is the left line?
שהוא מראה לנו איך על ידי ההגיעה.
It shows us how through great labor that we together do, we can rise above our ego. That's why this is work, hard work, against the desire to receive, against Pharaoh, that this way we can run away from its control.
It's not the result of the work in two lines.
No.
It's not so important to us whether it's two lines or three lines. We just need to see how by demanding to rise from in order to receive, we merit the exodus from Egypt.
And this is what's called Chochmah, that he adds there at the end of the article.
The left line is Chochmah, correct. But the fact that we attain already after we exit from Egypt.
Toda.
טוב. תמשיכו.
Continue. I really can't. I'm not capable anymore for today.
Thank you to Rav. We'll do a short summary in the tables. On the table, every table, let's summarize the main points we heard in the lesson.
The
main things I heard is we have to hasten the connection between us, and nothing will remain until we collect it into our general connection, and also we need to support one another, that the Creator is the good that does good, and this is what will save us in the end.
Our friends who are translating or on the roads, write to the WhatsApp and we'll read it here. Yes, this support in the tent to simply adhere to, there's no us besides him, it's what Marcus said, and I also love the parts from the article. And they also touched me yesterday. The privilege that you get once a day, you awaken to think about this thing called spirituality. That there is a power that runs all of this, and you are rewarded with finding a point of contact with it. You have to hold on to that with joy. Pray for all the people who are distressed and full of concerns, not to forget about it and include it in our doing.
אני זוכר את המיישר זרם.
I remember the current stabilizers. And we're kind of like running from Egypt. There's something with the microphone there. Well, the last article actually, I was kind of like talking with Amit here. It felt like the situation, even Rav's and everyone's a certain kind of being sleepy. How's this called? The foolishness of the heart or something like that. It's written in the article, right? Something like that.
So
it's kind of state that it's towards Lishma, where he specifically believes in himself and he's kind of satisfied. But whoever discovers this, he has a great opportunity to exit. You can really feel this in all the situations, meaning we're about to leave.
עמית כתב להתרכז בעליות בהשתוקקות לרוחניות בדאגות טובות
Amit wrote to focus on the ascents the yearning spirituality good concerns for bestowal connection not dwell in the descent and dead worries about himself I think also the importance the main thing is what Avinam read enjoy during the gathering, I'll read it. Because of that, a person has to be in joy. And so the joy can come out of the state of lowliness that he is in. If a person asks, what is there to rejoice about when he sees that he is in lowliness and has no desire to engage in Torah mitzvot, he should receive his joy from the fact that he nonetheless knows that there is a king in the world. From this awareness alone, he can be happy, as in the above allegory, that he was informed that the king came to town, and this gives him strength to ascend. And this is our story, that we have a path with a sense in the sense, but we have joy. And this is what we're doing.
Yes,
and we need to add our attitude towards the Creator and our attitude towards the friends.
And
search and see all the time where else we can add. We've come to a certain feeling of connection, of togetherness, of this love of friends, very special here in Pesach. And we need to constantly respect the ascents, where else we can add, where else we can connect, what else we can correct, how to be Yashar Kel. How to support a friend and constantly be in concerns for those states. We have the opportunity, second Pesach, to correct all of that.
That's why in first Passover he was not pure. Passover is a left line, meaning that they reveal the secrets of Torah, and right is called pure, which is a state of chesed, when his work is in order to bestow. Now the words, I think, I may be wrong, but that's what I feel like. However, on second Passover, he repents, meaning he purifies himself with chesed, meaning to bestow. At that time, he can be rewarded with Passover, which is the left line, chokhmah. Meaning to repent when a person catches himself, it doesn't matter when, what moment during the day, during the year, together, especially certainly on the level of the 10, you have to increase the chesed as much as possible. Yesterday when we read that excerpt, it was my first opportunity to read it, and then the friend said, let's hear it again, but enjoy. So we have to rejoice inside that the Creator gave us an opportunity. He's showing us that he's in town, he's there, we have friends who remind us that there's a Creator in the world, that we have an opportunity to do this work. Not everyone was merited to do it, and we have to be grateful and add with importance to the friends.
There was also a part talking about adhesion. Oh, let's read what Leo wrote. Let's see what Leo wrote. Spiegler is good. We need to include all our states, but the main thing is to connect our vessels to one vessel of joy, to make sure that we're in concern, not in indifference, but concern for the life of lives and connection and bestowal. Yes, in truth, it's interesting because Spiegler also wrote what I had in my thoughts of incorporation and connecting as one. It also was the same in our preparation where we had our deficiencies together.
Yeah, we have a few announcements in conclusion. Broadcast schedule for tomorrow. Today, Sunday. Today, Sunday is the seventh eve of Passover. At noon, we have a physical lesson in the study hall, and at 2:30, the meal of the second eve of Passover, the seventh eve of Passover, and tomorrow, the morning lesson starts at 5 a.m. 5:30 is the 5 a.m. is the preparation, 5:30 is the lesson, at 8 a.m. is a prayer, it's not broadcast, and at 9 a.m. the meal. And pay attention, there will not be an afternoon lesson at 3 p.m. That's about tomorrow. And we'll conclude with a song.
But now we're feeling near. The cloud of separation's rising, things are getting clear. Juntos ya pasamos ascensos y caídas, y de estos estados aprendimos a alcanzar. She'ahava yachin hadere. Когда гора сомнений нам преграждает путь, нас вера озаряет и назад не повернуть. Хама шевитану, кухену и хазек. כל מה שקיבלנו למדנו לחלק. שאהבת אחים הדרך לעלות, ויש בלהשלים את כל החסרונות. שאהבת אחים הדרך לעלות, ויש בלהשלים.